This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The airports are basically closed in New York, John F. Kennedy and LaGuardia Airport. Government is closed. Schools are closed. So there's no real reason to be on the road.
The cost.
On the road, a crazy day in the East Coast, and depending on what nook or cranny some of you are listening to this show right now, you know how bad it is. And the worry, of course, is the ice. So parts of New York City were largely spared, and Philadelphia, but other parts of New York, other parts of the East Coast, like New England, people are listening to us in Maine and New Hampshire, in the Massachusetts area, other parts of Massachusetts. I feel you. I grew up in it. I said it before. I understand completely. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. So a lot of chaos to travel, especially with over 88,000, because I tried to get the exact number. So 88,000 was about the number of flights, right? And when you think of that, or 8,800 rather, 88,000 would be a lot. 8,800. And that happened in this swath between Monday and Wednesday. So there are still some schools closed. There are still some major snarls and problems with rail traffic, which was suspended. There were cars that were stuck all over the place. And like I said, the key thing really is, and some of that train service and flights trickled back a little bit later on Tuesday, late Tuesday night. But schools in New York and New Jersey are going to be open. But blizzard warnings, boom, all over Boston. Freeze watches and warnings. That's the part that you have to really be cautious of. You know, you had more than 30 inches of snow actually recorded in some parts of upstate New York. You're going nowhere if you're talking about 30 inches of snow. I mean, come on, really. It's just absolutely brutal. I saw the funniest sign ever, and it was all over CNN, where there was this company of greenhouses. So, you know, obviously they sell plants and flowers and all that stuff. And they put up a big sign, 7 days till spring. A good reminder that, yeah, the winter storm is pretty nasty, but spring is coming. Spring is coming. It's crazy, crazy, crazy. So it was really, as Governor Christie tweeted out, and I agree with his tweet, it was a tale of three storms in New Jersey, south, central, and north. So some of the state was pummeled, and other parts of the state really spared, like South Jersey, which is very close to Philadelphia, not quite as bad. Boston is another great example. They're talking about 6 to 8 inches on Tuesday. They were expecting, they were thinking 18 inches of snow. So they were saying snow emergency. If your car's there, they're going to be towed on roads marked in snow emergency areas. There was massive warnings in Boston, like, don't you dare do this or you're going to pay the price. Pretty much that's all you saw over and over and over and over again. But, you know, our friends in Burlington, Vermont, over 13 inches have fallen there. So nooks and crannies, heavier snowfall in some areas, lighter in other areas. Amtrak suspended service, though, between New York and Boston, between New York and Albany, New York. And I know some of you are listening to us in those parts that got hit. If you are, and you're awake, you're not exhausted from shoveling snow, tell us what that was like. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Cuomo did lift a travel ban and tractor-trailer ban on Interstate 84, but tractor-trailers still not on other highways, including 87 from Albany to the Canadian border. And Andrew Cuomo, of course, the governor, is who you heard moments ago. But the flight cancellations, that was the thing, because people getting in and out and re-racking that many flights is what can be really, really tricky, because now that's what, I mean, pretty much that's what you're dealing with at this point, trying to figure out how you get that to bounce back. In other words, back to normal. Is there a normal? So speaking of is there a normal, there has been a drumbeat for the release of the president's taxes. And remember Kellyanne Conway, how many times did she say after Donald Trump was elected president, we're not going to release the taxes. We're not going to release tax returns. Who cares? Trump tweeted that out himself. The White House, though, brought this, that Trump earned more than $150 million in 2005. Trump paid $38 million in income tax in 2005. That was a big story later in the day. Even taking into account large-scale depreciation for construction, because there's been all these questions about that. So $38 million and tens of millions in other taxes, sales, excise taxes, employment taxes, that's what they're saying from the White House on the tax situation. You know, so this has been coming for a while. Remember, in October, the New York Times had a single year's return anonymously that showed Trump declared $916 million in losses and list tax benefits he used after a brutal financial period for him in the early 90s. And that paper, the New York Times, the gray lady, was digging into tax experts to talk about it, saying that he could have used his loss to cancel out the amount of taxable income for two decades. And remember, during the election, that was the Clinton push. Where's the taxes? And the other Trump Republican rivals, too. They were trying to get him to release the taxes. So now this, you know, information comes to light. And, you know, it's a question of, and some are saying this, will Trump's taxes be subpoenaed in this investigation into the Russia nonsense and Russian ties and whatever? That could that be a way that those taxes, other taxes, get released? So here is the question. How much does it either annoy you? So it's like, you know, when you take those multiple choices, does it annoy you that you haven't seen tax returns, other tax returns? Do you not care about the tax returns? Do you think it's a witch hunt? Or do you just frankly believe that there's no way he never paid any taxes? And, of course, that's now what we're seeing with 2005. How much did he pay in taxes with $150 million in income? And, you know, there you go. So you have the answer to that one year. I think that this is a story that is not going to, you know, it's not going to go away. The push to, if you're investigating, are there other taxes? What about the decade after that? Can we see those taxes? Taxes, taxes, taxes. And it's not, like I said, Kellyanne Conway, one of the mouthpieces for the administration, you know, said no. But the White House releases details on the tax returns, so they're answering the questions after those taxes are leaked out. Fair or foul, America, you have a chance to talk about it. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. See you in a few.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
The cost will be borne by state taxpayers. The costs will be borne by community health centers. The costs will be borne by our local hospitals. The costs will be borne by families who will be bankrupted by Trump care.
Ooh, scary to hear that. That's Elizabeth Warren, the senator from Massachusetts, who bags on what has not been passed but is waiting for approval or disapproval. Will enough Republicans jump off of this? That's what Elizabeth Warren certainly would hope. While the conversation is about the 2005 taxes for Donald Trump, and I threw out that, you know, question, do you care if it is multiple choice? Yes, I do. No, I could care less. Blah, blah, blah. That is not completely buried, whether it's snow, Trump's taxes, or anything else that's happening is not completely buried, of course, the conversation about health care. So the CBO's estimates, and without tax cuts or benefits of tax cuts, have a lot of people really nervous as to what does that mean. And comments like what you just heard from Senator Warren, you're screwed if you're poor and if you can't, if you're really on the lower end of being middle class, you're never going to be able to afford this in insurance. Mitch McConnell says, let's put the Obamacare troubles behind us. That's what he says. He praised the proposed American Health Care Act on Tuesday. He said we can work together to make the health care marketplace more accessible and affordable. He was on the Senate floor when he did that. House leaders introduced the health care plan last week, if you remember. And he said, the pain that individuals and families are feeling across the country is palpable. Absolutely. They've watched their bills skyrocket and their options disappear. Obamacare has made a mess of the country. And he says again and again, Kentuckians have called for relief from the partisan law. Republicans have heard their call, and we've developed a three-pronged approach to stabilize the healthcare market and help it grow into the future. But again, the CBO threw a wicked curveball into the conversation, talking about that the health insurance premiums, what's going to happen to them with the taxes on the middle class, and what, and of course the federal budget deficit would be reduced by $337 billion. What McConnell says is, listen, when you look at the CBO statistics on coverage, they're premature. They don't represent the final number of Americans covered under the plan, and it doesn't take into account other actions that Congress, governors, executive branch, a branch can actually take for further relief to provide lower costs and improve access. So that's when he's saying this three-pronged approach. And we've heard that before, but not any of the details. And that's McConnell saying, whoa, 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 whoa. You're hearing one thing. What three are going to pass? And then here's the thing. How many votes in the Senate? Is there 60 votes in the Senate? And with a lot of the Republicans who are getting pummeled, the answer is they don't have that right now. They don't have it. So are their comrades going to believe Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell? Are other Republicans going to jump on that and say, okay, I'm in? Or are they going to continue to jump off? Because you have a lot of dissenting Republicans who may not vote for this AHCA. And if that happens, this puppy, it doesn't go. And then it becomes a back to the drawing board kind of thing, maybe with a couple of tweaks. I'm not sure how they'll parcel it out. I mean, listen, it's got to be about bipartisan. It's got to be a bipartisan plan, I think. If they could encourage a way to make it bipartisan, it would be so much bigger, wouldn't it? Be so much bigger if there was a way to marry that. I mean, it's almost like this Republican health plan, as somebody said, is a trap for the president. And with the CBO estimates, it's a trap that's not good, because you're just hearing the number and thinking, oh my gosh, you're kidding me. I thought this was going to get better, but now you're telling me it's going to go up and then it's going to reduce. So you're telling me it's like a bet. You're telling me I have to put down $20 to win a dollar. You know, but I don't want to put down $20 to win a dollar. And think of it in bigger numbers, a lot of zeros, right? So I think the Congressional Budget Office projection of millions of Americans losing coverage and this whole tug of war over whether the CBO was right or wrong is losing the Republican, the narrative for the Republicans is being lost. There's no storytelling. I mean, listen, it's about stories. It's finding the stories. You have to find the stories and explain what it means to those families. And come on, there's plenty of aides. There's plenty of people looking around. So if there are those stories to be had, and I were working this thing, that's exactly what I would be looking for. Think about the stories, Trump's speech a couple of weeks ago. It was about people. It was about, let me introduce you to this person. Here's this person who's in our chambers and bringing stories to life. So there's no bringing stories to life here, and that has to happen. I mean, some of it has happened in the past, but now with the CBO estimates, then they've got to be able to flip that around. If they can, they've got to flip it around. You know, what are you going to get and what aren't you going to get? Remember when we heard when the Affordable Care Act was being talked about? What did we hear consistently? We heard, you get to keep your own doc. You get to keep your own doc. And everyone I know lost their doctors, right? You know, half the time their doctors jumped out of the profession because they decided they had enough. They were being choked to death with the insurance, which you have to have malpractice insurance. and then what was happening to their patients, and they didn't like it. Or else they took money, they took cash, they took less, they did whatever they could, like, you know, my doctor. I'm going to dive back into this tax return thing to make sure you get what happened here. MSNBC got a copy, two pages of returns from 2005. MSNBC host Rachel Maddow said she got the documents from journalist David K. Johnson, who said on her show he got them in the mail. So that's how the tax returns, by the way, because the White House reacted to it, like I told you. But the White House reacted because she got the documents, had him on, and talked about it. It was posted on their website, still is, and it showed that he paid a tax rate of 25%. And it said, the White House said in a statement, as head of the Trump Organization, he had a responsibility to pay no more tax than legally required. He wrote off $100 million in losses to reduce the federal taxes on the documents. It shows that. And that's that whole large scale of depreciation for construction, all of that. Remember, he refused to release his tax returns, saying his taxes were under audit by the IRS. And the presidents and major candidates for the White House, that's just a routine thing. They release them, right? So Trump paid no federal taxes, according to some reports, is what we heard, is what I said. And it includes the at least 2 years in the late 70s. The Washington Post has been digging into this. They reported last year, citing a 1981 New Jersey Gambling Commission report. That's where they got that information. The New York Times said that he declared a substantial loss in 95. So this is going to be the road to what did he pay, and all of the in-betweens of every tax year. Remember, this feud with the media since the inauguration has been going on for a while, so the agenda will definitely be what is the complete picture. And that what the Washington Post is saying is Trump's taxes give an incomplete picture. I just got an email here from Joseph who says, Kate, I don't give a crap about the president's taxes because who cares? He's the leader of the free world now. He wasn't bumped out because of taxes and the conversation about taxes on the road to the White House. Nobody cared enough that he didn't get the votes that he needed. So I don't think at this point we give a hoot. But continue your unofficial poll because I want to hear what other people have to say. All right, thanks for throwing that out to me quickly there, Joseph. You can do that too. Reach out to me through the miracle of the internet at americatonight.net or give me a jingle at 855-266-5283.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And right now, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-962-2358. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. To receive your 10-day in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-962-2358. Again, that's 1-800-962-2358.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Evidence indicates that these devices can dislocate and loosen, causing severe pain, and may require additional revision surgery. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement and suffered a dislocation and loosening requiring a revision, call 800-598-0696. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Act now. For more information and a free consultation, call 800-598-0696. That's 800-598-0696. Again, that's 800-598-0696. Call now.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Republicans are attacking CBO. Just one problem here. The director is the person that Secretary Price handpicked. Dr. Hall worked at the Mercatus Institute, funded in part by the Koch brothers. Republicans are attacking the referee because they're losing the game.
All right, Chuck Schumer, longtime senator from New York, just like Elizabeth Warren, not happy about the CBO. Specifically, he addresses the head of the CBO and what's been released. The conversation is about your health and my health. It all rolls out of D.C. And as many callers have said, including Grimm, who calls us often from Mississippi, and so many of you who have emailed me, and I've said the same thing right from the get-go back in the Obamacare days, if the plan is so amazingly good, then you go on it. Let's flip everyone to that plan, because if everyday Americans, meaning you and I, if we're on it, why can't you go on it? To which the answer would be, well, we have a special health plan, because then you think of how many people are in both chambers of commerce, much like a situation they're government employees. So we feed off of that system. Well, that's good for them because they get a great health care package, and we don't. We get our health care messed up, messed around. Premiums up, no doctor that will be had that you know who they are. You have to drive however many miles away. If you get lucky, it's Russian roulette. That's what our health care is. It's funny that the conversation about Russia. That's what I thought about this today. The conversation about Russia and what are the ties and did Russia do something to our elections and what are the ties to the Trump administration and anybody in the cabinet and all that kind of stuff and this investigation. Well, we are playing Russian roulette in a sense, so it's kind of apropos in a way, with our health care. And I think people just in general are tired of it. Here's the common denominator. No one's really happy with their health care. Very few are happy with their health care. A few, but far and few between. And I can't tell you how many people say, well, so-and-so is staying in their job because we need the health insurance. They don't like their job. They hate their job. They're stressed out. I'm worried my husband's going to have a heart attack because he hates his job. But he has to stay at the job because we need the health insurance. Ugh. And we live in a country that's built on capitalism, okay? And especially now in the entrepreneurial spirit, it's not when we see how much small business is the economic engine of the country, not good that we're constantly on the verge of terrible health care, worse health care. I mean, you take your pick. Worst to worst to the worst ever. I mean, however we want to rank it, it's terrible, right? Awful. And we've talked about this for probably half of my time on the air. The entire time I've been on the air, we've been wrestling with healthcare. And I get it. I mean, look, it is complex. It is about the insurance companies. It is about individual people because our health is different in every single one of us. And I've said this before, it doesn't matter. Healthy, 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 boom, you get hit by something. Not healthy, pre-existing condition, a victim of circumstance, whatever it might be. So the CBO just pushed this further down our throats in trying to figure out what's going to happen moving forward. I don't think there's going to be enough votes, so I think there's going to be another tweak. Going to be another tweak is what I think. Interesting. So whether we're talking about the numbers of the CBO, our health care premiums, or $38 million and $150 million made for Donald Trump in 2005 and MSNBC and the threat that there could be more documents leaked. I mean, here's my other question. Where are the documents coming from? H&R Block? I mean, seriously, you have sources and people who aren't happy. And so I guess it's that question of burning whoever it is. And in this case, it would be Donald Trump. Because there may be more free-flowing information on his taxes coming later in the week is what I've heard. We'll see. But we have 2005 and some speculation on some other years and all of that. I wanted to throw in a couple of quick hits, and certainly there are some of you listening that are dealing with wintry weather. And that wintry weather is crazy in the sense that with Mother Nature also throwing wicked curveballs. So New York City not slammed as bad. I said this at the top. I'm going to re-rack that convo for a second. Philadelphia not as bad. South Jersey not as bad. But other parts of New Jersey terrible. Other parts of New York terrible. The air travel was just awful. When you had over 8,000 flights that were canceled, nobody was going anywhere. It was just a complete, you know, log jam. Four people dead. Blizzard warnings for millions. Problems with ice on the way because you have those freezing temperatures. Welcome to March. I mean, this is a true nor'easter. And by the way, freeze watches, for those of you listening in the great state of Florida, the freeze warnings are from Kansas City, Missouri, all the way to Jacksonville, Florida, where you've got temperatures that are expected to be below freezing in some areas, while in others, the wind chill makes it feel like single digits. Oh, that's the worst. You know, that's where it's not enough to wear a hat and a scarf. It's like you have to double scarf it. And you're just freezing. Freezing. And this is when people get sick, too, because they just had, as many of you know, listening, because you're who I'm talking about, you were in situations where you had 60-degree temperatures, and now all of a sudden you have these single digits or feeling like single digits. To me, here's the worst thing that happens is when the power goes out, because that's when it's really dangerous, right? A lot of people, if they know there's a good potential for that, they'll just book a hotel room, because if they don't book a hotel room, they won't have a place to go. They won't have a place to put their head. And they'll have to figure out other ways around the power outage. So almost 60,000 people in the northeastern part of Massachusetts didn't have power on Tuesday night. And when you think of the freezing temps and the slippery conditions, rather, boy, that's pretty rough. So I understand. I feel you. I know what that's like. Oh, the wave of snow, the wintry mix. The highway bands, it's kind of was that way throughout the day. It was kind of fluctuating depending on the city or the suburb in any state. Some of the areas in New York were just buried in snow. Not the city, but outside of the city and in the northern part of New York and Albany was just absolutely terrible. Great if you can stay in the house, you got power, and you can look out the window and you're eating soup. And you're filling out your bracket, right? Not so great if you had to go out and slog around in it and were told, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't go out. All right, I had to bring this up because we just had our clocks move forward. And I was out today somewhere where the business that I was in, they had clocks and the owner was saying, oh, I got to fix the clocks because we had off on Monday. And he was running around turning all the clocks back and finding that he had really had a lot of clocks in different places in his store. So I saw this story in this new study, and it specifically was Oklahoma. I'd be really curious, Oklahoma City, I'd be really curious what it's like in other areas. But they did a study that showed that only 1 in 10, I want you to hear this number, 1 in 10 Oklahoma City kids, 6 through 12, own a watch. And check this out, only 1 in 5 knows how to read it. Wow, 1 in 5. I mean, I get it when you're on the lower end of that scale, but up to 12? So since this is what the deal is, and it makes sense, iPhones, digital, tablets, all that. So kids aren't used to looking at regular clocks anymore. I remember when I was a kid, and I bet some of you remember this. Remember when you first learned how to tell time? Didn't you have to I had to draw clocks. I remember this. Because at the time, you know, like when I was in kindergarten and stuff, I was going to school in New York City. And I can remember that you drew a clock and put the hands. They would put the time up, and you had to put the hands in pencil on your clocks. Now, they're saying they have no idea. The kids have no idea how to do that, and it makes sense because they didn't grow up with them. They don't have them in their homes. They did a time-telling survey is what they called it. And it had 15 questions. And very few of the kids passed. I think that's scary. And I know if it's this way in Oklahoma City, it's got to be that way in other places, too. It's not just Oklahoma City. If 4 in 5 Oklahoma City students overall can't read clocks, come on, it's got to be pretty much the same in other schools because they didn't grow up with them. Only 15 kids had perfect scores. Wow. Crazy. And what they did was they had the kids, you understand the study, they had them go through 3 stations in the gym. making their own clocks, like I did when I was a kid, solving time problems and reading.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
President Trump is cleaning up Washington, but the media and Barack Obama want to stop him. They've declared total war against him. Now, David Horowitz's big agenda reveals Obama's secret plan to destroy Trump. Rush Limbaugh says you must read Big Agenda. Newsmax calls it the best Trump book yet. Get Big Agenda, a number one bestseller, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go online at BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learned could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Tonight, I got to tell you, this is kind of a crazy thing, but I'm going to peel back the onion a little bit. I like to watch basketball. I like to watch college and pro hoops, and I was asked by the Dallas Sports Commission if I would, because the Final Four is being played in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, if I would be a celebrity in a celebrity shootout. I'm laughing. D-list celebrity. If I would be a shooter and I would be paired with a professional basketball player, probably a WNBA player from the Dallas Wings, and I said yes. So I certainly know I can't hit a half-court shot. I'm going to have to hit from three-point land. I don't think there's really... I looked at the diagram. I don't see very many close shots. Maybe somewhere in the paint. But I have got to get out there practicing. I had a chance to catch up with Gary Payton, who is an NBA Hall of Famer who won a couple of championships, knows what it's like to compete at a very high level, and also was pretty competitive, by the way, in college. And he gave me some advice when I told him what I had done. Selfishly for some advice. I've been asked to participate as a celebrity, D-list celebrity, in the Women's Final Four Celebrity Shootout, because the Final Four is in Dallas, Arizona. Texas.
So oh, the women's, I'm sorry.
Yeah, the women's. And they're going to pair me with a Dallas Wings WNBA player. Oh, Gary, they want me to do this shoot-around. Help me. What should I do? I have to have a half-court shot. I don't even know how. I'm going to have to throw that underhanded. I don't want to do an air ball.
No, don't worry about it. Just get a little workout. Just get strong. You know what I'm saying? I want you to just be able to make it there. Just get it to the rim. You know what I'm saying? But just work on it every now and then. Go out a little bit. You know, if you can do it like 2 times a week before the All-Star,
before
the Women's Finals Four, and just throw it up there and do it. Throw about 100 up there, and it'll become a routine to you. That's it. You just want routine. You know what I'm saying? Because it's all about being lucky anyway if it goes in. But if you're on target, you have a good chance. So just get a routine where, you know, if you can throw it up high or whatever and it goes in, try that. And if you get a little practice, you're going to get it there.
Oh, yeah. Gary Payton. Love it. Yeah, good advice, I think, from Gary Payton. As I said, he's a former NBA superstar. He was a point guard, if you remember. Oh, my gosh, so many good years Gary Payton did. He is probably best known for the 13 with Seattle. Some of you listening to us in Washington, he holds all kinds of records in as far as the Seattle team is concerned back in the day, the Supersonics. But he played with some other teams, too. He won an NBA championship. I loved his nickname, The Glove, because he was such a good defensive player, and he's considered one of the best all-time point guards. Again, because of his defensive skills. So there he was trying to tell me what I should do. And I'm listening to him. I have my basketball, and I am out there shooting until my arms fall off. And I feel like Popeye. I'm just throwing those balls up. I'm telling you, I am. I am doing whatever he said I need to do so that I have perhaps a better chance to at least look decent when I'm out there on the court. You know what I'm saying? All right, as we go down this lane of wrapping up the show, a couple of quick things. One, don't forget you can always email us at americatonight.net. Coming up in our next hour, we'll hit the mailbag if you're hanging with us. And also, on our show at the tail end of the week, we do our cheap movie review. And, you know, it's interesting. Movies coming out, I'm going to start to include some of the streaming movies that I like, that I've seen, because frankly, that's the way a lot of us are getting movies, unless we really feel like we need to go to the theater. The big ones right now are Logan, that's like shatter the box office, and John Wick Chapter 2, if you watched the first. So, you know, the whole idea of characters and superheroes is big. I guess it's about a month from now, and Wonder Woman comes out. So I wonder if Wonder Woman is going to be a popular movie or not. It may be. Pirates of the Caribbean. We're going to see Pirates of the Caribbean again. So that's like how many Pirates of the Caribbean? The first couple were, gosh, so good. Remember the first one especially was such a surprise, I think. It was great. And I will tell you this. I did go see, I know it's cheeseball-y, but I've seen other ones and I thought a lot of them were terrible. But I did go to see Kong Skull Island. And if you have a younger person in your life that you think would really enjoy it, go see it. It actually was pretty good. It got like 80% on Rotten Tomatoes. So it did okay. And people thought it was people thought it was okay enough that the ratings weren't tanked. And I liked the, you know, it's kind of, as somebody put in one of their reviews, part Apocalypse Now, part reboot, and they said it's the goriest and least approachable Kong to date. I thought it was, I don't know, I thought it was, even this guy David Edelstein from Vulture wrote, Skull Island will probably be a hit, but it's a combination of lavishness and lack of imagination. It's the only thing memorable about it. I didn't think so. I don't know. I thought it was decent. I thought it was better than some of the last Kongs. I liked it. I thought Brie Larson was pretty good. Tom Hiddleston was good in it. Samuel Jackson, John Goodman, John C. Reilly. I mean, see, I can even tell you all the actors' names. That's pretty good. I would definitely, when it streams, I would definitely watch it streaming. Because no harm, no foul. You're not going to pay a ton of money for it. If you're a fan of those kind of movies and you're just chillaxing, it's really not a bad option. Okay? Not a bad option. And then finally, I want to end on this. As we all move through that quest to be healthy and get healthy, and we have obsessions about the kinds of exercises we do, I was so sad to learn about this kickboxer. I have a lot of friends that do kickboxing, and I've never tried it, but I hear it's fun and it's a great way to get in shape. But this kickboxer, Scott Marsden, dies at 14, collapsed during a title fight. Oh, how sad is that? It was a national championship fight over the weekend in England. And they're looking into it, but they're not treating his death as suspicious. So, you know, they when he went down, they stopped the fight. They could tell it was bad. They stopped the fight. They said he needed immediate medical attention. And they were saying, oh, we wish him a speedy recovery. But there was no speedy recovery. It's, I mean, how awful is that? They didn't see that anybody, he was overwhelmed with any kind of danger. So they took him to the hospital, and he wasn't out of the woods. It's very sad. I actually had seen a couple, I didn't see any of his fights, but I'd seen some tape on Marsden. So it, and looked at his style and whatnot. And boy, what a... You know, what a rough thing for his family to go through. And like I said, a lot of people kickbox. It's a good way to keep in shape. And here this 14-year-old, you know, again collapses. And he had just a bright future in front of him. And I think everybody is still reeling from what, you know, what happened. Was there some other medical issue that they just weren't aware of, that they didn't know that he had, that led to, you know, his death kickboxing? And I just say, boy, that's rough. Once again, thanks so much to all of you for listening to America Tonight. I'll say it again, you can get us anytime, day or night, 24/7, like a fast food window without calories, americatonight.net.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.